Dear students, today we are going to do chapter number 7, front office equipments. I will be taking you through this chapter to study the different types of equipments that are used in the front office. These equipments will help you in your day-to-day functioning and are very essential where front office activities are concerned. Equipments that make hotel operation easy and systematic, methods of handling the front office equipments. As soon as you are taken on to the job during induction or during your training program, you will be exposed to most of the equipments that you will be handling in the front office. It is very systematic and very easy operations, and they enrich the front office department where active interaction with the next person in shift is sometimes not possible. The room rack is the information where registration records are inserted to serve as room rack slips. It is considered the most important piece of equipment that gives you information that can be transmitted to other departments. Array of metal file pockets designed to hold room rack slips that display guest and room status information. This room rack is sometimes used as the key holders also. The name of the guest and the room number is put into the room number rack, and the key is also kept there. If the guest goes out, he leaves the key at the front office. Today, with the card system being introduced, the room rack is no more used as a key holder. The front desk agents normally use this information to match availability rooms with guest needs during the registration process. The room rack gives a very clear information of which guest is staying in which room, how many rooms are occupied during this day, and the clear picture of how many days each room will be occupied. Key rack. As I told you earlier, the key rack is not used so often in large hotels because we have introduced the electronic or the magnetic key cards. The key rack was a system where most of the small hotels use it. It is still in use, but it is used in combination with the room rack. The room rack may not be visible to the guest since it is lying below the reception counter in view for the receptionist or the front office staff. A combination of the key rack and the mail rack. In earlier days, when there was no email, no mobile phones, we had lot of mail coming into the hotel for the guest, the present guest, the past guest and the future guest. This had to be segregated. Besides this, we had lot of mail coming in for the hotel and for the hotel staff. There was a lot of mail that had to be scrutinized and put into the rack. So we had this mail rack and the key rack jointly functioning as one rack. The registration rack, a special board, a series of pigeonholes where cards are to be put to show which room has been booked. The reservation rack are of two types, showing you the current reservation, the day's reservation, the expected guest arrival, and the advance reservation rack. Advance reservation rack shows you displays in the back office the total number of guests that are going to come into the hotel for the number of days they are going to stay. It is devised according to the month, the days of the month, in line with the room numbers. This is usually displayed and placed on the wall in the back office. A glance at the reservation chart will give you the total number of available rooms on any given day. A current reservation rack is portable subset of the advanced reservation rack. The current reservation rack is used by the front desk agent to assist the processing guest during registration. This rack gives you a very clear information of the number of days a guest is going to stay. Such information is transmitted to the housekeeping department, the room service department, the telephone department, and any other departments, especially cashier. An information rack. Information rack is usually, if you go to see any of the reception or the front office department, is divided into three sections: the information, the reception, and the cashier. The information desk is that area where information is partaken or given out to the guest on arrival or during his stay in the hotel. When he stays in the hotel or when he is not in his room, any message has to be transmitted to the guest. The telephone operator usually transfers the call or connects the call to the information desk. This information rack holds the name of the guest in alphabetical order with the room number. Messages have to be taken down and kept into the information rack and inform the guest as soon as he comes back to the hotel. Such information is usually passed on by the telephone operators in a small hotel, or directly information is connected to the telephone exchange is connected directly to the information desk. Folio trays. The guest folio tray is a tray that is usually with the cashier. On arrival of the guest after registration, the folio is opened. Each folio for one guest according to the days he stays. All the entries of the receipts and expenditure go into this folio and it is kept in a tray. Till his departure, it is arranged, all the folios are arranged according to the room numbers. Such folio tray is also available in the accounts department where the entries are forwarded. The tray contains the folio of the departed guest being directly billed to the guest who have paid by the credit card. Once these accounts are settled, the folios are moved to a permanent storage location. As soon as the guest leaves the hotel, the departure guest, after settlement of his bill, such folios are put into one tray and sent to the accounts department for entry into the income and expenditure statements. Guests who are given a credit, company guest or guest who have paid by credit card, the folios remain into the tray until the bills are settled. After the settlement of the bills, the folios are transferred into a tray and forwarded to the accounts department. Account posting machines. An electromechanical or electronic device used in semi-automated hotels. An account posting machine is used to post, monitor and balance charges and credits to the guest account. This is an accounting system where the guest, whatever expenditures he does during his stay in the hotel, are registered in the cash register against his room number and name. These are totaled in the machine. RegisterX is cash register, or the RegisterX machine helps in getting the balance or the total daily so that they can finalize the bill very easily on departure. The voucher rack, it is a container for storing vouchers for future reference and verification during the night audit. The job of the night auditor is to scrutinize all the receipts, all the expenditure that the guest does in various locations of the hotel. Say if the guest has had some tea or coffee or entertained some guest in the coffee shop during the day, such receipts will be put into the voucher rack. At the end of the day, it is put into his folio and the night auditor checks and tallies the account daily. Cash register used to record the cash transactions and maintain cash balance. This is very clear. Telephone equipment. Telephone equipments consist of call accounting system, automatic call dispensing, room status system, fax machine and call detection. This is also taken care of the business center where fax and other facilities are available. Today in most of the hotels, even in small hotels, all the guests has mobiles and they do not use the facilities of STD or ISD calls through the operator. So this is not much with the hotels nowadays. The accounting system of the calls are not registered because of the mobiles, introduction of the mobiles to the guest. Credit card imprinter. Imprinter presses a credit card voucher against a guest's credit card. Magnetic strip reader is a magnetic strip reader reads data magnetically encoded and stored on a magnetic tape strip on the credit card. Timestamp recording is important for establishment who has chronological of events. So we have these three very important equipments in the front office. The most important is the timestamp because of we should know what time the guest has left, what time does he come in, etc. Accordingly, the charges when we are referring to check-in, check-out time, it becomes very easy for us to calculate the day's rent which he has to pay. Other equipment, security monitor. CCTVs are very common in almost all places, public places of the hotel, corridors and the restaurants, dining rooms. We have this CCTV coverage which can be used in times of emergency. Wake up devices used by telephone operators to place wake up calls. If the guest requires to leave the hotel early to catch a flight, he may request for a wake up call, which is considered and done by the telephone operator through the operating systems that are available with the hotel. Multi-zone clock indicates the time at different time zones across the world. Most of the five-star hotels display this clock in the lobby so that the guests can see the different timings in different cities or different countries of the world. Other equipment, Wi-Fi ticket and card imprinting machine. These two equipments are provided on the request of the guest and it is a facility which they have to pay for. Safety equipments in the hotel. Basic safety equipments include the smoke detector, fire extinguishers, carbon monoxide detectors and sprinkler system. The smoke detectors is usually in the case of fire, there's a siren that sets off and the safety department comes into action as soon as this is enlightened. Fire extinguishers are placed in the corridors on all the floors of the hotel. Mainly the most important places where fire detectors are placed is in the kitchen area, the storeroom areas, especially where inflammable liquids or items are stored. Carbon monoxide detectors are very dangerous. Carbon monoxide is a dangerous gas that is invisible and hence it is very important that this detector, it is smoke emitted with the burning of firewood or charcoal. But today most of the hotels do not use this type of cooking fuel. Sprinkler systems. Sprinkler systems are placed in almost all the areas of the hotel. We have the banquets, the restaurants, the guest rooms also have sprinkler system. If they find that it is required, it automatically sprinkles water so that the fire can come into arrest. One of the most common safety equipment is smoke detector. To detect smoke in case of fire is a preventive measure. As soon as there is excess smoke gathering in any place of the hotel, the smoke detector gives out an alarm where the safety personnel could take action. Some detectors have the ability to report heat build up prior to evidence of smoke or flame. Some of the detectors respond only to the smoke and other products of combustion. Smoke detectors are usually used in places where smoking is allowed, where in the conference room smoking is not allowed. So these places smoke detectors are not equipped, are not placed. Areas that require smoke detectors are usually the restrooms, the kitchens, the restaurants, etc. Lobby area is also very important area where smoke detectors are placed. Single station hardwire smoke detectors require that the unit be an electric wiring so as to have a battery power. An automatic system integrated all smoke detectors in each location. Many local jurisdictions enact local regulations requiring full automatic smoke detector system. It is very important that smoke detectors are used in every area of the hotel so that we take action or we have taken preventive measures in order to stop the smoke or the occurrence of a fire. Safety equipments, fire extinguishers. You can see that we have four classes of fire, class A, class B, class C and class D, depending on the cause of the fire. Ordinary combustible, flammable liquids, electrical equipment and cooking oils and fats. Each type of fire to attack requires a different type of fire extinguisher, or different chemicals are used in the fire extinguishers to help in arresting the fire that is caused by one of these fire equipments. Carbon monoxide detector, as I earlier said, that this is a very dangerous product, byproduct of malfunctioning of water heaters, kerosene heaters, coal boilers and other wood. Today wood and coal is not used so much in the industry, in the catering industry, in the kitchens. So we do not have so much of attack from carbon monoxide. But water heaters and kerosenes, if they are used for any of the equipments to function, then care has to be taken to have these detectors placed in the various hotels where such equipment is used. Sprinkler system is now a mandate in an establishment 4 stories or higher. Most jurisdictions are now require full sprinkler in the new construction of any commercial property. Most of the hotels, the new hotels, have the sprinkler system actively placed in all areas of the hotel during construction level. So it takes care of the, as soon as heat builds up, or the occurrence, the slight occurrence of fire is sensed by the sensors in the sprinklers, it starts sprinkling the water automatically. Accident prevention signs. Hotels also use various signs to prevent accidents, like danger sign, caution sign, safety instruction sign, wet flow sign, wet paint sign, work under progress signs. These are all signs and boards which are used not only by the housekeeping staff, but every area of the hotel that requires notification to the guest and the staff to take precautions in their movements. Summary. The front office department of a hotel comprises of sections like reservation, front decks, bell decks, travel decks, etc. The front office manager must be a skilled planner and channelize the various resources. The use of every equipment that is available in the front office has a particular significance. The front office manager should see that all the staff are trained to use all these systems that are available in the front office. The front desk agent is the first person that a guest meets, and this is how he gets the first impression of the hotel. Once again, the front desk personnel is the last person that the guest meets, so as he should have a pleasant departure from the hotel. He takes away memories with him of what he received when he came in and when he went out. So with this, I end this chapter giving you the importance of thank you.